at rest.
I am my Savior.
I am my Savior.
I'm happy and blessed.
Happy and blessed.
Watching and waiting.
Watching and waiting. Looking above.
Filled with His goodness.
Filled with His goodness.
Lost in His love.
Lost in His love.
This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my song.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All day long.
All day long.
This is
my story.
This is my song.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior. All day long.
Wonderful opportunity to give God the glory and the praise. I'm going to ask Reverend Marshall to lead us in a word of prayer if you don't mind, sir. Just to bless this and also bless the food that we're about to consume. We'll consume.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everybody. To God be the glory. Join me just praising God for a half a second. No, that ain't long enough. Let's keep going. You know He done blessed us far too much. Just a little longer, because you know God's been blessing us all along the way. Amen, amen, amen. It's good to be home. Last week I was out visiting with my mother, celebrating her 93rd birthday. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So my beloved, here we are one more time, assembled together in the name of Jesus Christ. And being church family, you know what it's like when we got a good word coming. We got good food there. We got good company. It doesn't get much better than this. Amen?
Amen.
So let us now bow our head and look to the throne of our mercy. Precious God Almighty, we're so delightful to once again be assembled, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come, God, delighting in this beautiful weather that You provided for us today. God, we come because of the company that You've surrounded us with, Lord. And we come, God, because of the word that You prepared in the heart of the preacher that he shall share with us in just a moment, God. So, Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that You make us ready to receive what all that You are doing today. God, that we would just open ourselves up, God, to each and every bit of it. For God, You do everything well, and there's nothing omitted that You do in Your presence and in Your love, God, for You are complete, and we're so thankful to You for that. So right now, Lord, we ask that as we prepare ourselves to receive the word, God, that we also prepare our hearts and our bellies to receive this food, God, that's been prepared. We ask, God, that You would use it, God, to build us up and to strengthen us for the day's journey, and that all the things that we shall encounter, God. Not only that, Lord, that You would also strengthen our spirit and make us bold in You, God, that we'd be willing to share Your love with others, God. Not thinking of robbery, to lift up our Christ in the middle of everything else that's being lifted up today, God. So, Lord, have Your way in this service. Have Your way in this fellowship, God. Have Your way in our lives, God. We surrender to You. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Give God glory, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank You, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
Every knee
shall bow.
Every tongue
confess
that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord of our lives. Wonderful thing to be able to say that He is in charge of everything in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I forgot that. It was in my mind. I forgot all about it. In case somebody was on.
Oh, that's not Blue Jeans.
Huh?
I was just recording.
Oh, I thought it was. I was wondering about if somebody was trying to get on Blue Jeans. Just in case, let me see about that. Hold up 1 second.
Okay.
Just in case. Yes. Right. And we will have a couple bathroom rides down to the regular bathroom in case you all don't want to use this here. We understand it. Amen?
Amen.
You got a good bus driver. They take you all the way to the house.
My bus got them things that float you in the water.
I hear you.
I take you right back down to Newcastle.
All right, just in case somebody is on blue jeans, we have something there. Sing with me, I am redeemed. And I'll just try to sing it. I am redeemed, bought with the price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. Where there was hate, love now abides. Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm walking with Jesus. I'm a child of the King. It's all because I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. Bought with a price. Jesus has changed my I was once in sin, but he brought me out.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was once no good, but he made me a brand new creature in
Christ.
Oh,
yes.
I have been redeemed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I won't be long because this is our celebration of our outside event that we always do annually. But if anybody has their Bible with them, I am looking at James, the 5th chapter, we're looking at James, the 15th chapter, the 5th chapter beginning at verse 14. It says this, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. If anybody's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and the prayer of faith,
yes,
shall save the sick.
Because.
And the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And it says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I just want to share with you that you have a vessel in your hands and in your heart that is a gift from God. This also goes to say that for your fellow man, you don't have to be a minister. You can pray for them and they can be healed and they can be moved from sickness and sin. God has made it so that we, everybody who is a child of God, that's why it says the righteous availeth much. So once we get ourselves in a right relationship with God, we can do some powerful things. We can help those who are sick because we can pray for them. I this really resonates with me so much more is because when our grandson, he's only 3 months now, just about 3 months. When he was hospitalized, only a month old, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. It looked bad. And we went in prayer, and our church family went into prayer. And my grandson is, he's a strong, healthy boy. He's doing very well. I'm so thankful. But I understand the power of prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much.
That's word.
They do something for us. Mm-hmm. When we're sick, healing can come. When we have made mistakes and done things wrong, he brings healing to change our lives and give us a new start.
Thank you, Jesus.
God does this. Mm. He has given us this. We take this for granted, but we don't use it like it should be used. You know people that are sick, pray for them. Mm-hmm. Call on them. Let them know that you're going in prayer with them and for them. You have this power in your dimension as a Christian to move and change the lives of people and break the banners of sin. And when you do that, you brought a new creature to Christ. Even those of us who have been saved, it just builds us up. When we can see the power of God change the lives in our own families. And we know that you are praying for each of us. So I'm just saying, this is what James is telling us here. He says, confess your faults one mm-hmm. to another.
Yes.
And pray one for another. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not to say you go to everybody and tell them everything you've done wrong. That's not what we're saying. Mm-hmm. But when you've done so wrong to somebody, go to them and say, I apologize. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And God will move on you and move on them because we're following the word. It says also at 19, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death.
Wow.
I'm going to close with that. You can save people from the ocean, drowning in the water.
Yes.
You saw those down in Louisiana, I think it was, where somebody was on a crew, they was trying to dock a boat, and they was having problems, and these white guys wouldn't move their boat so that these people could dock.
Yes, yes.
And they jumped on the brother who was trying to tell him to move. Uh-huh. And was starting to move, and they jumped on him big time. Uh-huh. One of the brothers jumped off the board, off the boat, swam in. I said, and he swam like Black Belt. You know how we swim. We don't put our head in the water, so we swim like this. Head up and everything. And he got in there, and those brothers jumped up, and they helped that brother out. That was a good sight to see for us as black people. We don't see that much. We don't see that much. But when you see that, you know that there is some unity in us that we might have, but we just ignore it. We got it in us. And so that the thing with this is that power that you have, not just to bring somebody to a physical healing, but to save their soul. To save their soul. There's nothing greater than to get your soul saved. You hear what I'm saying, church?
Yes.
You can't do nothing. You can do a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. But when you lead somebody to know Christ as their Savior,
yes,
you have changed their whole pathway. And a lot of times, you know, we don't want to do it. We say, because people get ignorant with us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't know no more about God than I do. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? You don't know about God no more than I do. So I don't want to hear from you. Whoa. But you got to pray for them. You got to still pray for them. You got to help them so that they will know that there is one God. And that he is our Savior Jesus Christ, him crucified. Pray for them. Bless them. Because their soul needs to be saved. And if you can't lead somebody to Christ, at least pray for their soul. Amen?
Amen.
Let's give God a hand, praise church.